यदा हि धर्मश ग्लानिर भवति भारत अद्युतानं अधर्मश तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता धर्म संस्थापना युगे युगे शंभवामि युगे युगे हरेर नाम हरेर नाम हरेर नामैव केवलम् कलौ नास्तेव नास्तेव नास्ते गतिरन्नथा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे
Hare Krishna and welcome to this weekly Krishna Consciousness program. And once again, I would like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is the 1229 Coldfield Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28. There, every Sundays, we hold a special public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by aarti of their lordships at 12:30. And then we have our discourse on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we have Guru Puja of our founder-acharya of Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Then we finish the day's program with a vegetarian feast at 2:30. Please come along and join us and find out for yourself what is Krishna consciousness all about. Today I'm going to tell you a bit about the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What is this and why we chant this? Many people question at times that why we always ask people to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. To answer that question, we simply follow the instructions of our Guru, our spiritual master, who in turn follows the instructions of their Gurus, and so on. And they all are following the instructions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the father of the Sankirtan movement. He instructed, Yare Dekha Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Simply try to follow the orders of Guru and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's what we are doing. This has become the sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, founded by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Many people think and sometimes ask if they have to leave their family and their homes, or leave this and that. No, you don't have to leave anything. One can remain comfortably in his home. We simply ask everyone to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Upadesh, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Yare Dekha Tarika, Krishna Upadesh. Krishna Upadesh means the instructions given by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya further instructed, Bharat Bhumi Hele Manushya Janma Yar, Janma Satarka Kare, Kar Par Upkar. Indians are meant for Parupkar, because outside India they are in darkness. But unfortunately, Indians are now imitating the Western kind of life. You have to make your life successful by reading Bhagavad Gita and preach the truth all over the world. Then world will be a happy place and you will be happy. Yare Dekha Tarekha Krishna Upadesh. The Indian culture is so rich that you can give to the whole world. The whole world, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bharat Bhumi Haile Manushya Janme Yaras Janme Satark Kari Kare Par Upkar. We simply present what is ordered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has ordered Yare Dekha Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. Whomever you meet, you simply present the teachings, the instructions of Lord Krishna. And this instruction of Lord Krishna is given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityaje Mam Ekam Saranam Vraj. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 66. Just be surrendered to Krishna. Be Krishna conscious. Disciple means who is strictly following the orders of his superior, his guru, spiritual master. One who is strictly following the orders of his predecessor, he is a true disciple. This chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is transcendental sound, the absolute truth, the Supreme Lord. This is confirmed in Brahman Naradiya Puran, where it is said that in this Kali Yuga, the present yuga of age, when people in general are short-lived, slow in spiritual realization, and always disturbed by various anxieties, the best means of spiritual realization is chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Ranam, Hare Ram, Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, He Kevalam, Kalev Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyatha. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, and there is no other way. Lord Chaitanya has introduced the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra so that we can gradually understand that we are eternal servants of the Lord. As soon as one engages himself in the transcendental service of the Lord, he becomes free from material contamination. So what is this Maha Mantra? There are over 7 lakh Vedic mantras in the Vedic mantras, and there are many others prescribed by other sects. And the Maha Mantra contains the potencies of all of them. Just this one mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare is equivalent to all the 700,000 mantras that's given in the Vedas. Golekara prema dhan Hari Nam Sankirtan Ratina Janmila Kena Taya. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is imported from the spiritual world Golok Vrindavan by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is not from this world. Nam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Swarupa Purana Suddha Nitya Mukta Nam Nami Ekarupa. Chintamani, a wish-fulfilling jewel. Krishna, Krishna means Krishna himself. Chaitanya Swarup by nature is spiritual. Purna is a complete. Suddha means pure. Nityamukta, eternally liberated. Nam Nami, the name and the possessor of the name. Ekarup, one being. This translation of the mantra is, I'll repeat the mantra, Nam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Swarupa Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta Nam Nami Ekarupa. The name is a wish-fulfilling jewel. Krishna himself, Lord Krishna is by nature spiritual, complete, pure and eternally liberated. And the name and the possessor of the name are one. Purna Suddha means completely pure. Many times people, when we ask people to chant, they say, oh, I've got some bad habits, let me drop that, leave that, and then I will continue chanting. No, the Krishna's name is Purna Suddha. You can't contaminate it, no matter how impure you are, or no matter how impure place you are chanting. Nitya Mukta, it is eternally liberated. Nam Nami, the name and the possessor of the name are Ekarupa, one being. The name and the possessor of the name are the same. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted these 16 names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Therefore, we also follow the footprints of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are also chanting the same Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There is no loss on your part. You don't have to leave anything. Just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If there is any gain, why don't you try it? That is our request. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the process for increasing your attachment for God and Krishna. Our real constitutional position is to love God. When we come to the real stage of loving God, then at the same time, at that time, our life becomes perfect. And it is said in the Brahman Samhita, Premanjana, in the Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilo Chanena, Santa Sadeva Hridesha Vilo Kayanti. When you develop your love of God, Krishna, then you see God every moment, every step. Santa Sadeva. Therefore, there will be no need for anyone to show you God. You qualify yourself and God will be visible in every step of your life. Then your life will be successful. Your life will be sublime. The names of Lord Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna and Ram are invested with his full potences. Singing God's names, therefore, is to contact him through the medium of a transcendental sound. Thus, the effect of chanting is the same as the effect of directly associating with the Lord. The following beautiful verse instructed by Lord Chaitanya describes the 7 benefits of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra has on the chanters. Chetu Dharpan Marjanam Bhava Mahadva Agni Nirvapanam Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitram Vidyavadu Jeevanam Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purna Amrita Swadhanam Sarvatmana Snapanam Param Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of the good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone and enables one to taste full nectar at every step. This is Sri Shikshatmat, first verse. Following is a simple summary of the 7 benefits that I mentioned above, that cleanses our hearts of envy. 1. The chanting of Krishna's name is a purifying agent that cleanses our hearts of envy, the root cause of our descent to this material world and other bad qualities we have acquired. Kam, krodh, lobh, moh, matsari, and mother. First thing is kam, that is lust. 2. Krodh, anger. 3. Is greediness. Kam, krodh, lobh, moh. Moh is illusion. Mad is madness. Enviousness. We have these 6 defects in this age. As it purifies the heart, Krishna's name also protects sincere chanters from any further contamination from this worldly energy and those affected by it. 3. Chanting awakens pure devotion to Krishna. The soul's dormant propensity is to serve the Lord with love. And further chanting revives the love, devotion, a loving devotion that qualifies one for the greatest good fortune, that is Krishna's association. 4. The result of acquiring devotion is that devotees become illuminated with this spiritual knowledge. Further chanting matures that knowledge into realization, which in time reveals devotees' original position in one of the 5 relationships with Krishna. 5. As much as the heart is relieved of unwanted habits, to that degree we become devoted to Krishna. As much as devotion is firmly fixed in our hearts, to that degree, we acquire realized knowledge. And as much as the heart is illuminated by both devotion and knowledge, to that degree we taste spiritual happiness. In this way, the ocean of bliss swells. 6. Chanting frees conditioned souls of the illusion of identifying themselves with their body and mind and establishes them in the cooling realities that they are eternal spiritual entities. They are part and parcel of Krishna. When devotees finally achieve the perfection of chanting, they taste the full nectar of loving devotion to Krishna. That nectar makes the bliss of liberation seem insignificant. There are some more benefits of chanting the Mahamantra. Chanting Hare Krishna awakens love of God. Chanting Hare Krishna brings liberation as a side effect benefit along the way. When you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, you automatically develop knowledge and detachment. Chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra gets you out of the endless cycle of birth and death. Bhav Mahadvagni Nirvapanam. It is the most effective means of self-realization in the present age of quarrel. Strictly chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra cleanses the heart of all illusions and misunderstandings. By chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you become free from all anxieties. Chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra brings you to self-realization and shows you how to act as a self-realized person. Chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra keeps you ever mindful of Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure. There are no hard and fast rules for chanting this Mahamantra. You can chant anywhere, anytime, under any circumstance. Krishna himself is fully present in the transcendental sound of his name. And the more you chant, the more you realize it. A person who chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra develops all good qualities. You chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra softly for personal meditation or loudly with your family or friends. Both ways work. Chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra brings the highest states of ecstasy. There are no previous qualifications needed for chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Young or old, anyone can chant, from any race, any religion, or any country of the world. Even if you don't understand the language of the Mahamantra, it still works. Chanting Hare Krishna brings Mahamantra relieves the chanter from all our miseries. Chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is easy. Chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra invokes spiritual peace for you and for those around you. Krishna namera mahima apar, Krishna nije nahi jane ke jane bhag jeva char mahima. Lord Chaitanya says the glories of the name of Krishna are unlimited. Even Lord Krishna himself does not know all of them. So what can we as human beings understand? I am just a fallen soul. Sarva papa pranasanam sarva vyadhis nasa. Sarva dukha vinasna kalik bhada harsa. Narake udhare arap prarabdh khandana sarva aparadh chaye nam sarva krishna. Sarva papa pranasnam, destruction of all sins. Sarva vyadhinas, curing all diseases. Sarva dukkha vinasana, relieving all miseries. Kali badha harasa, clearing the obstacles made by Kaliyu. Naraki udhare, deliverance from the residence of hell. Prarabdha khandana, cutting away all of the active consequences of previous karma. Ar sarva aparadakshaye, the removal of all offenses. Naam sarva Krishna, always through the name of Krishna. The name always destroys all sins, cures all diseases, relieves all misery, clears away the obstacles made by Kali Yuga, delivers the residents from hell, cuts away active karma, and removes all offenses. Krishna says, tell us in Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, man mana bhumad bhakto madhyajim naam namaskaru. Just become my devotee, always think of me, offer me obeisances and worship me. Lord Krishna says, Manamana Bhavamada Bhakto, in the temple there are the deities of Krishna. Worship him nicely. Even if you are not worshipping, simply think of Krishna. Here is Radha, here is Krishna. Like that you think. As soon as you see Radha Krishna deities or a painting, you get some impression. Think of that impression. Manamana Bhavamada Bhakto, worship me. If you cannot do anything, simply come to the temple and offer your obeisances. My dear Lord Krishna, I am so poor, so unfortunate, I cannot do all these things. But I offer my humble obeisance unto your lotus feet. Just this much, just pay your obeisances to the deities of Radha Krishna. Krishna accepts it as his worship. Therefore, my humble request to you all is to please chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And be happy. It is the sublime, your life will be sublime. Let's have some kirtan. Hare Krishna.
Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prestaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swamiti Namine. Yeah.